On your website, spiralalife.com, you talk a little bit about alien gospel. What is that?
Well, the alien gospel is simply this, that the aliens are our progenitors. They created us. They manipulated us genetically 10, 20, 30,000 years ago.
See, do you believe that? I do.
Well, you want, you know, again, if I go back into the prophecy thing, if I believe in that worldview, then I wouldn't believe in the worldview that these ancient scriptures, which have the prophecy to back them up. In other words, that's why part company. If
you don't think you can have both.
Well, if the aliens had a bunch of prophecy that had been manifesting for 2,000 or 3,000 years and was manifesting today, and it was 100% accurate, then I would begin to look at that, but they don't. In fact, many of the abductees that get prophecies from these aliens, for lack of a better word, find out most of the time that they're lying to them, and they get to the point where they don't believe anything that they say. In fact, one of my characters in book two, The Unholy Deception, at first she believes that they're benevolent, that they're good, that they're, you know, space brothers, that she's on a mission, that this, you know, which a lot of abductees at first want to believe. Later on, she's terrified and she realizes that they always lie to her, that everything that they say is a lie. And my research has shown that most abductees, I won't say most, but some, many, begin to realize that there's some sort of head trip going on. There's a lot of games going on where these entities just lie. And so, you know, I mean, if they came and they had this whole list of prophetic utterances which were going to happen and they were all becoming true, I would begin to look at that. But the reason why I don't believe that is because, first of all, they don't have the prophecy. Second of all, the ancient scriptures do have the prophecy, and that prophecy is manifesting in our time.
Well, it's you know what? Well, you could be right. You could be absolutely right. But back to the gospel, alien gospel.
Thank you for pointing me back.
That's right.
I lost that train of thought.
Well, I pushed you the other way anyway.
Okay. So the alien gospel is that they're our progenitors, that they created us. Once that happens, the overseer, or the God of the Hebrew Scriptures and the Christian Scriptures, becomes null and void. And what this will do is, I believe that the masses, a great mass of people, will believe this lie, that the aliens seated us here, they're responsible, and they'll show us who God really is. Ancient Scriptures, I'm speaking about Christian Scriptures, but they're still 2,000 years old, that's fairly ancient in my book, speaks of this one world religion which is set up. And when you look at the fanaticism of the Islamic world, you'd say to yourself, how's that ever going to happen? Well, it could happen. I'm not saying this is a scenario, and it's one that I happen to personally believe in. If you had a manifestation like the cover of the third book is, with hundreds of sun disks, hundreds of UFOs over Jerusalem, all bets are off, especially when the aliens come out and tell the Islamic world that, you know what, we were the ones that Muhammad saw, and we did this to try to bring everyone together, and we manifested Buddha, and we manifested the Christ, and we manifested Muhammad, and we manifested, you know, Confucius and all this. And that's what I think the alien gospel is going to.
Well, and you're going to have to believe them only because you're witnessing something.
You're witnessing something that you can't explain.
Exactly.
Or, if you know what the ancient scripture says specifically.
Not a lot of people will.
And that's hopefully what part of what I'm doing in my books, is to educate people who don't know anything about this so they understand that when this manifests, it will be with all signs and lying wonders, so that even the elect would be deceived. That's the high, I'm not making this up. I mean, that's what the scripture says. That's what the ancient texts say, that even the elect would be deceived. All signs, all lying wonders. So whatever this is, it's, and I believe it's multifaceted. I believe we're being softened for it, like the rabbit punch you mentioned earlier. I mean, I think we're being softened up for it, and this thing's going to happen. And I believe it's in our lifetime.
When did this click in for you? When did it hit you? When did you realize there's something going on here?
Well, I read a book called The Omega Conspiracy. Actually, he's my mentor in a way. His name is Dr. I.D.E. Thomas. And also another book called Earth's Earliest Ages by Pember. And both of these authors, Pember's book is about 100 years old. And Pember's talking about the return of Israel because he knew what the ancient text says. So this is like in the 19th century, he's talking about the return of Israel. He's talking about the rise of a certain occult practices which we saw manifest. So this guy knew his scripture, and knew what was going on. And you know, after reading this particular book and Dr. Thomas's book about which talked about the whole UFO thing, and having come from an occult background myself, I was deeply immersed in the occult for about 10 years, and realized, I mean, I had spirit guides, I had all sorts of stuff.
I mean, were you going down the wrong path?
Well, that's what I think happened. Sure. Yeah. And when I became a Christian, when I became born again, and on all these terms, you know, people hear them in the media and no one really knows what it is. I wasn't in a church. I had just read a couple of books about what I thought Christianity was. And I said something really simple. I just said, look, I don't know whether you're even real or not, but if you are, change me, do something, show yourself. And that was the beginning of it. And that's what happened. I mean, it was a real experience. And as I grew, and as I started reading ancient texts and getting into it, of course, the whole UFO phenomena was, a friend of mine came up to me and said, look, what about UFOs? What are they? And I didn't have an answer for it, so I began to dig. And along with that was my own encounter that I had at 13. And I'll just, you know, this is actually written in the book Nephilim. It's in book one, and one of the characters who's a bad guy tells the story, but it's verbatim of what happened to me, and I'll just give you a quick thumbnail sketch of it. I was 13 years old. It's 1963. I don't know anything about UFOs other than flying saucers. You know, I've heard the term. And I'm at Boy Scout camp in Rising Sun, Maryland, and I'm walking up this ravine with three other boys, and if they're listening, one of these guys is listening, please contact me, because I'd love to talk. And just, you know, go on the website and contact me. But there's four of us. I'm the last guy in line, and we're walking up a ravine because it's a shortcut to get to lunch because we're hungry. We're 13-year-old kids. And the sky is just a deep blue, not a cloud in it, just a huge canopy over us. And we've got a good shot. Even though we're down in this ravine, you know, we've got a good shot at the sky. And I'm kind of walking, and there's a lot of rocks and stuff, so you got to look at the path. And the lead guy goes, wow, what's that? And the other two boys in front of me go, wow, look at that. And I go, where? And one of them goes, there. And I look up, and it's a classic silver disc, the classic silver. And I couldn't believe it. Like the size of my pinky now, and it's just hovering there without a sound. The sun's gleaming off of it. It was just motionless. It's just sitting there. And when we looked at it, I would say for a good 15 to 20 seconds, it's hard to, but at least 15 seconds, perhaps 20 seconds, and the thing shot up straight in the air and out of sight. Just, I mean, classic. Just, and this is the freaky part. We ran back to the scout camp, burst in on everyone. We saw a flying saucer. We saw a flying saucer. And we were laughed to scorn. I mean, people just, by the evening, the other three boys had recanted the story.
And you're hanging out there all by yourself, huh?
I'm hanging out there, and I refused to recant my story. And I was made fun of and everything else. But what it showed me was that, you know, people will do anything to go along with the herd, to be accepted. And I took the ridicule rather than, you know, be accepted, because this was the truth. This is what I saw. So all those things combined, you know, led me into this, and having been in the occult, led me into a search. What is really going on here? What am I looking at? And from that became the whole idea of this deception, this great deception, which I believe is manifesting now, is beginning to manifest now on the earth.